Hi, back the if clauses. So we were here. So we know the simple version of if in one line, so to speak. And now we extend this to more complicated statements. And this statement, if you write it this way, is then a complete program line that is executed. So this statement here. So if C is true, then the statement inside these curvy brackets is executed. Notice that you have to end this statement here with a semicolon because this is a complete little command. I don't know, profit equals 10, or profit equals contribution times 100. I don't know. So I'm sorry, you need here a semicolon, and this is a complete command. So for more complicated stuff, you have this here. And for even more complicated stuff, you need that here, this whole thing, because this if, well, if C is true, then the statement is executed, but otherwise nothing is there. And again, nothing does not mean that there is a zero. And there's a missing value if there is nothing executed. So most of the time, what you do is you write if C is true, then statement one, else, also there's no condition for else, then you do the statement number two. Yeah, so this is the slightly more complex version of the if clause, these two things here. And I, most of the time, when I do programming on ZTree, I work with this stuff here. Or this stuff here. Oh, wait a minute. This is just the example here. So we have the wage. If subject is smaller than 10, then 10, 20, otherwise 40, can be written like that. If subject is smaller or equal 10, then wage is 20, otherwise it's 40. Or I work with this here for even more complicated stuff. This is the consecutive execution of if. Yeah, if this is true, then do this here. If this is not true, but if this is true, then do this here. And if the first two things are not correct, then do this here. Notice that I have here two commands, and they are just in one line and separated by a semicolon, and both are executed if this is true. So for all the subjects with a subject number smaller or equal 10, they get a wage of 20 and the treatment of 10. For all the people who have a subject number larger than 10, but smaller or equal 20, they get a wage of 40 and the treatment too, and otherwise, which means that 21 plus, they get a wage of zero and the treatment of one. Yeah, so this is the consecutive execution. So if this is not fulfilled, then apply here. If you have two ifs, then this is a different command. That would mean then if this is true, then execute this. If this is true, then execute that. And so be a bit careful with this stuff here. We have a little exercise for that, and it comes here. So I'm going back to that in a minute. But first, please have a look at this here. This is our exercise number five, and then also number six, where you had to make a guess of a random number. And now you have to assign profits to that. And the rule is that the first two players receive a 20, then three and four receive a 10, and five and six receive nothing. Now, this is the correct solution for assigning the profit. Notice here we have profit with a little p, So it's not the automatic profit for whatever reason. So if the rank is smaller or equal to, then execute this here, profit equals 20. If not, if this is not true, then execute this here. If the rank is smaller or equal to 4, then profit is 10. Otherwise, it's 0. This is not correct. Why is this not correct? Well, this asks, okay, if your rank is smaller than 2, or smaller or equal to, then you have a profit of 20. And the next question is, so for all the people with 3, 4, 5, 6, nothing is there. And for the 1, 2, there is a profit of 20. This here now asks, okay, do you have a rank of 4 or less? Then your profit is 10. This means also that rank 1 and 2 get a profit of 10. The 20 is overwritten by this command and be set to profit of 20. The profit of 20 is overwritten by the profit of 10. So be careful. And when you need a consecutive execution of this if clause, then this is the correct one. This is not a consecutive execution of the if clause. Please do this tournament. I put up the solution in the lecture to go files. Now, if you have a lot of data, again, maybe this is not for the beginners, but just to give you an idea, if you have a lot of data, then you can also form arrays. So arrays is something like matrix, like a matrix. And this is, first you have to initiate that. So you tell the computer, oh, I'd like have to have an array of, that is called random move, and it has 20 columns that needs to be filled. Okay, so I create space for 20 types of information. And then I'm going to fill that up with this iterator. And the iterator works like a while clause loop in Stata or for a loop in R, whatever you want to have. And there's the opportunity to have a loop in ZTree. So this is how you read that. So the iterator has the name Y, and it runs from 1 to 20. So Y has the value 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 20. Dot do, and then this curvy brackets. And for every random move y, so random move 1, random move 2, random move 3, and so on and on, create a new random number and store it there. And then you may want to extract something from that array by saying, okay, my variable 1 is the random move 4. So the number 4 in the array is stored here. So that is very helpful if you have a lot of data. If you're a beginner, maybe you want to ask somebody who did that before when you apply that first time. Yes, and this was the stuff that I wanted to tell you for that. Now we proceed to so this is package number 6, but we continue with the programming in package number 7. This short package, this is about the sequentiality. Yeah, and this goes hand in hand with the asymmetry of the game, we will discuss this in a moment.